Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt is assuring Australians they will have total control over their online My Health record if they choose to remain in the system. Australians currently have 3 months to decide whether to opt out of the system, which keeps a digital record of their health information. But a former head of the government's Digital Transformation Office says the government hasn't done enough to convince people that it's worthwhile. Sarah Sedgie reports.
It's designed as a record of important medical details, including allergies and medical conditions. And while many experts have raised concerns about how people's private data will be kept secure, Chief Medical Advisor at the Australian Digital Health Agency, Dr. Meredith Makem, is assuring Australians everything is being done to keep their data safe.
The privacy and security of people's health information is the top priority for the system operator for the Australian Digital Health Agency. And the system has been running for about 6 years. There are 5.9 million people who have a record already, and there has been no security breach in the time it's been operating. It's run, the system's set up with, you know, defence-grade security around it, and it's constantly surveilled and threat-tested. It's absolutely not a situation where we're complacent about this. There's a big investment into it. We work with other cybersecurity organisations. But look, it's something that people need to understand. It's extremely safely guarded, and people should be assured that we put a lot of effort into making sure those cybersecurity protections are very strong.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt is also assuring Australians that they'll have control over their record.
The beauty of this is every Australian gets the choice. The benefit of it is, of course, that this is about ensuring that we know our history. Any of us, anywhere, anytime, can call our medical history up for the first time. This is our information that any Australian should have a right to access and which hasn't previously been available. So it's an important right, and it's an important medical breakthrough and step forward.
But Paul Shetler, the former head of the government's Digital Transformation Office, thinks not enough has been done to convince the public that a My Health record is worthwhile.
And in theory, this is a really good idea. It's a nice idea to have this kind of data available. It's a nice idea that if you get sick or you get hit by a car or something like that, that the data will be available, that you don't wind up getting something that gives you an allergy, you get the proper medication, they know your blood type, they know your medical history, all this kind of stuff. But the way that it's been presented to people, as sort of like, poof, you got this record. We didn't tell you anything about it after 17 years of working on it, spending $2 billion. And in the light of a whole series of tech wrecks, it doesn't inspire a lot of confidence. When people say, well, I don't really know what it's for, what I get out of it, they don't sign up for it.
Dr. Nathan Pinskier from the Royal Australian College of GPs thinks it's important people make an informed decision about whether to opt out or not, but believes the system has many benefits.
As a GP, we deal with people who have healthcare problems. So our community are people who need access to healthcare information, or they need their providers to have access to healthcare information. Over 2 million Australians visit a GP each week. So there is a very large community of people who have healthcare problems. And as the community ages, that's increasing. And for those people, there will be a benefit over time. Look, and for me as an individual, I want to be able to access my healthcare information. We forget about what happened to us. We like to think of ourselves as well. And when you look at your own record, you forget that 12 months ago you saw an optometrist or you prescribed this medication. And you start to even forget the names of some of the procedures because it's out of sight, out of mind. Having it in a place where you can access it in a timely manner and the right people who are providing healthcare can also access that information will be of significant benefit.
That's Dr. Nathan Pinskier from the Royal Australian College of GPs, ending Sarah Sedgie's report.